Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research. The Sunday Roast presents 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday Roast, 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. It's that time again, Kevin. Have you had enough turkey yet? Enough wine? Sick of it?
No, not enough. Never enough.
Never enough.
Never turkey enough. Or wine?
Well, yeah, which one?
Yeah. Well, as I don't really drink wine, even though I do like it, I think it's the turkey. Yeah. Do you know what? I think I could just eat stuffing all day long as well, not just the turkey. especially good sausage content stuffing. This I like very much. Yes, sausage with vegetables and stuff in it. Yeah, beautiful. And lots of gravy. Can't beat the gravy.
Today we're joined by Louis Curtsey from Mast Energy Developments. Welcome, Louis.
Thank you, Phil. Nice to be talking to you again.
And Merry Christmas. I should get that in as well.
Yep, likewise, same to you.
Yeah, you'll be having your Christmas on the beach, though. That's the difference, Louis, you know, because it's going to be 25, 30 degrees down in the Cape there.
Well, definitely so. I mean, what I won't do, I won't elaborate on where I find myself right now, what the view is, what the weather is, and all those sort of things. I don't want to have suicides attributed to me or on my account, so I won't do it.
I like it. So, Louis, tell us... What a great year. I mean, what a year it's been for you with Mast and the the development and PyBridge, et cetera. Do you want to give us some background on what you feel you've achieved this year?
Yeah, I think we're very satisfied with what we've achieved. Unfortunately, as we progressed through the year, the markets didn't retain the same enthusiasm that it had when we first listed Mast in April. But, we're very satisfied. We're very happy with what we've achieved. The company came to the market in April. We raised a good amount of money. We were slightly oversubscribed at the time. We set out a plan and a program that we want to achieve in clear increments. And one of those was particularly to get to a point where we have our first project into production before end of this year. We've achieved that. We have our other two remaining sites that will make up the 20 megawatt that we targeted under construction. We have also been able to do an immense amount of work, which is not always that visible from regulatory news announcements in terms of developing the rest of the pipeline, which has put us in a really strong position for the new year. We're really excited about what is lying ahead for us in terms of what we've set out on our plans. Maybe to summarize, I think what it all boils down to is if we do a bit of a scorecard in terms of what we put or set out in the prospectus, we will be scoring very, very high in terms of what we've delivered in relation to what we promised in April.
That step is the aggregate is to aim for about, is it 300 megawatts is the goal?
That is definitely, that's what we're aiming for. That's not going to happen this year, though. No. I just want to put everybody's mind at ease. We hope to be there quite soon, though. But on a serious note, that is what we're aiming for at this point in time. At the rate that we are developing and the rate that we are assessing and evaluating projects, I think it's definitely achievable and also within the broad timelines that we've set forth for that.
So in the three projects that you've got at the minute, there is also quite a lot of room for expansion in those projects. I see in Rochdale, you can go from 4.4 megawatts up to 7.5. In Bordesley, you can go from 5 megawatts to 19.12 megawatts. So is that something that's likely to happen next year?
Well, we're certainly looking at that. I mean, you know that I was in the UK recently, just returned, and I ended up having... an extended stay, which I didn't arrange for myself, courtesy of COVID-19. But we then, that was actually a very fortunate situation in a certain sense, because I had the opportunity to spend much longer time with the team in England. And we were able to do a lot of work, an immense amount of work on reconfiguring our portfolio. And part of that consisted doing work on seeing how we can optimize each of the sites, which includes, you know, what you are saying now is to expand some of them, reconfigure others. And we've done some very exciting work on the optimization side, which we will continue with in the new year. In essence, will hopefully allow us to get much more out of the sites that we already have than what we have at the moment.
So next year, you're basically looking at having the 20 megawatt in production, or 18 to 20 that you have. When do you perceive that that will all be producing by?
Well, we're still targeting the first quarter of next year, early second quarter next year. So we're still in that ballpark. We're still targeting the first quarter of next year to have the first 20 megawatt in production, as we initially stated.
And as that goes into production, then your monthly revenues as a sort of minimum maximum will be what?
Well, we can only use the guidelines that we have in the public domain at this point in time, and that is the 5,000 per megawatt free cash flow per month. So it's a simple multiplications calculation.
Okay, so that's £100,000 a month, 1.2 million a year is basically what we're looking at, yeah?
That's on the basis that we've announced in the past. Possible. What we have seen, though, and with this I'm not for one moment suggesting it will be the case with all our sites, but you would have noticed when we announced the Bybridge site that we were able to increase those economics significantly through optimization. And we hope to achieve better figures for the sites that we are developing at the moment as well. I'm not saying we will. There's absolutely no guarantee, but there's always the potential.
Yeah, and also the prices that people are paying for the electricity are also higher, no?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, on the downside, again, you know, we don't know if COVID-19 and what we've seen over the past few weeks will affect us in the sense that we are not able to work as quickly as we can on the construction side and on the lead times for delivery of equipment and so on. We haven't seen anything at the moment. We're still fine. And it seems that there's already a relaxation on the stringent regulations that were put in place. But we have to be mindful of the possibility that COVID-19 can surprise us.
If I put you to Christmas 2022, what would be your hopes in terms of producing places, in terms of megawatts and purchased? So in other words, what you have on the go, but what you are producing by the end of 2022, what is the business plan?
It will be really difficult to give you a figure in terms of what we would have, what we have purchased by that point in time. That's rather difficult. Because that can, you know, we certainly would like to be in a position where we have at least the number of aggregate megawatts in terms of site capacity in place that is required to meet our production targets that we're setting. But in terms of production, I would certainly hope that we are well past the 50 megawatt target by Christmas 2022.
If we use the cautious figures that we've talked about, 5,000, that's going to produce £250,000 revenue per month. And £3 million.
Sorry to interrupt, Kevin. Yeah, yeah. It's not a quarter of a million revenue. It's a quarter of a million free cash flow.
Okay. So £250,000 free cash flow. And most of that is profit, I take it.
Yeah, I think that would be an accurate statement.
Okay. You've got some costs maybe come out of that, but minimal, I would imagine.
Yeah. And that's why it's free cash flow. I mean,
yeah. Okay, great. So £3 million annualized profit by the end of next year. The reality is, as we've said before, that this is a low risk investment that should have potentially very high returns because of the exponential growth of how much megawatts you're going to have over the coming years. So yeah, it should be a very tidy investment for the future. What do you think, Phil?
Indeed. I mean, it's revenue generative, free cash generative, as you say, and the demand for reserve power is definitely there, isn't it? And you hear about it all the time of blackouts in the UK, problems with the grid not being able, and as the drive for greenification of the country and the world goes on, the demand for energy increases for charging of electric vehicles and so on. Absolutely, it's going to become a boom.
Yeah, so now, Louis, we've got some Christmas questions. What is the best Christmas present you've ever received?
I haven't received it yet. I'll tell you what is the best Christmas present I'm hoping for. The ability to switch my phone off from the day before Christmas until the day after New Year and not having to answer a single call.
That's fantastic. I like that. I do like that.
Yeah, I like that.
I appreciate it.
Do you know what? You can do that anytime, Louis, though. Come on.
I've tried.
You don't have to wait to Christmas for that. Just lose your phone. It's easy.
Lose your phone. I mean, there was, I think it was Ed Sheeran was on interviewed this week, and he was saying that I think in 2018 he literally just ditched his phone, and he said it was the best thing. He had about 2 months without a mobile, and because he was just getting rung every single day, people demanding, wanting things, and he was like, I'm done. And he went traveling, and he said it was the best thing ever, not being able to be communicated. So I can completely sympathize with that, not having to look at your phone all the time and just switching off.
Exactly.
Yeah. When I first moved to Egypt, I decided I would not have a phone, and I didn't have a phone for 3 years. No mobile phone. It was wonderful. It was just like, yeah, okay. Someone wants to get me, they send a message on my iPad, and I'll get it when I get it.
You'd be more like via camel or carrier pigeon, I'd have thought.
Yeah, no, it was very good. It was very good. But an interesting present. Okay, the last question then from me. Phil probably have another question. What is the present that you would like to receive if money was no object?
That's a very difficult question. If money was no object. No, I don't think any of the presents I would like to receive is actually linked to money.
Okay, good answer. So what would you like?
Peace and quiet with my family. That's enough.
As they say, the best things in life are free, aren't they? There's some truth in that. So we talked food, obviously, last time, Lou, when you were on the Sunday roast, and you mentioned a good lamb roast. And I completely agree. I think Kevin and I both agree. It's fantastic. What is your perfect Christmas dinner?
Christmas dinner or Christmas lunch? We don't do Christmas
right,
dinner.
Christmas lunch then. It's got to be braai related. It's got to be a braai, yeah?
So, that would typically be, that's actually quite, you know, depending, but I think that's quite a traditional thing in South Africa. It would typically be a massive leg of lamb with baked potatoes and all of those cholesterol intensive accompaniments with it.
Yeah,
meat. I'll have some meat with that meat, and I'll bet more meat will do well.
Meat. And then we'll have a bit of chicken for vegetables.
Yeah, chicken for vegetables. And some big prawns on the Barbie.
Exactly.
Or on the braai, I should say, not Barbie. That's Australian. Very good. To recap, with MAST, we're in a situation here where we're starting from not from scratch now, because you've done lots of things to get to this point. You've got an amount of sites that are being looked at to increase your megawatt production. And as you move forward in 2022, that's only going to continue to increase, both by acquisition and by making the most of what you already have with the three sites that you have. I see the stock is vastly undervalued. And we should have a very, very pleasant 2022 with you and MAST going forward, I see. What do you think, Phil?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a compelling investment. And we wish you all success in 2022, Louis Curtsey. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Merry Christmas and God bless.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.